Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Big Noisy Bug Movie Podcast. The podcast that will never not pick you up from the airport. I'm your host, Pete Pollock, and this week on the show, The Apartment, starring Jack Lemmon and a whole bunch of other people who you might have heard of. We'll learn more about this interesting little film coming up right after this. It's always good to see a classic romantic comedy, I think. And I'm not talking about romantic comedy in the Doris Day sense, where it's just kind of goofy and fun, whatever, you know. But a romantic comedy in the sense that real things happen, and it's kind of farcical, and there's some clever lines and writing and some really good acting. And this movie falls mostly into that category. In this film, Jack Lemmon plays C.C. Baxter, and he is, he's a cog, really. He works at a large insurance company, and he works at a desk in a room with what looks like about 300 other people, all at identical desks. And there's, you know, 39,000 or 29,000 or something, some unbelievable number of people that work at this insurance company. And so he is one tiny, tiny cog in the machine that is the company. And the thing that makes him unique, perhaps, among all these people is that he has an apartment. Yes, the aforementioned apartment of the title. And other people probably have apartments too, but his apartment is the one that is being used by a bunch of his coworkers for what can only charitably be described as trysts on a regular basis. His married coworkers are borrowing his key, and he can pretty much never get into his own place because they're in there doing what men and women do when they go to a coworker's apartment with a borrowed key. So he works late a lot of nights, and he finds himself having to wait outside, waiting for people to clear out of his place. And in the beginning, they never really explain why he puts up with this. And I know you could say, well, he's doing it to advance because the people who he's letting use the place are, you know, higher up than him in the company, but he doesn't really seem to be that interested in moving up, at least at the beginning. They're not his bosses. I don't know why he's doing that, why he's putting up with it. And they're drinking all, you know, they buy his liquor and they're drinking that, and they're making demands for what kind of food they want to be there and stuff. And he really seems to be getting the short end of the deal. So he's kind of this, just kind of nebbish, just kind of low-level guy, accountant type, you know, stereotypical. He quotes a lot of facts and figures, and he's just this kind of guy who's, you know, he's doing okay, but he's not really setting the world on fire in any way. The one thing he has is he's interested in Shirley MacLaine. She's the elevator operator. This is back in the day when they had elevator operators, and she's the elevator operator at his work, one of them, and he sees her every morning, and he says hi to her, and, you know, I got to admit, you know, early 60s Shirley MacLaine, not a bad elevator operator to be interested in. She's pretty cute, and she's friendly, and she's nice, and he's apparently the only one in the whole building who's nice to her and polite and takes off his hat in the elevator and whatnot, and everybody else is kind of pinching her and kind of being rude and whatnot. So he's interested in her, and you'd think that she's got maybe some kind of an interest in him. As it turns out, you know, you got to have complications, otherwise you don't have a movie. And as it turns out, Shirley and her character is one of the people who at some point ends up being taken to his apartment, only not by him. And this sets things in motion. He figures it out. He figures out what's going on. This is all relatively early in the movie, and some of it you can kind of see coming. So I don't think I'm giving that much away. Anyway, the movie heads down this path, and quite honestly, it takes a darker turn than a lot of romantic comedies would. It's never completely, you know, it doesn't turn into Schindler's List or anything like that. But it definitely touches on some real issues and some real people's feelings. And it was kind of brave, I think, for it to go that way in what could have been just a farce. And in other, you know, in other cases, it probably would have just been a goofy farce. And there are farcical parts of this film that are fun and interesting. And there's some laugh out loud moments. There's some very clever lines. A lot of the best lines are actually said by characters who aren't even really main characters. They just kind of walk past in front of the camera or whatever. And, you know, they're talking to somebody else and they've got this great ironic comment or something. And there's a lot of stuff like that thrown in there. The co-workers who Jack Lemmon is dealing with are the men are virtual who's who of 1960s sitcoms. You got Fred McMurray from My Three Sons, and you've got David White, who played, I had to look him up, but I recognized him, and he was Larry Tate, you know, Darren's boss on Bewitched. And then you've got Ray Walston, who is everybody's favorite Martian. So these are the guys who are kind of around him, and they really don't seem to have much interest in helping him out. You know, they're pretty much using him, and they're kind of jerks, quite honestly. But overall, a pretty entertaining film, and like I say, it's got a little more guts than a lot of romantic comedies do, because it actually touches on some real things, and still manages to head down the path toward what we can assume is probably going to be some kind of happy ending, because that's what romantic comedies do. So I liked it, and I'm recommending it. I'm giving this one a buy it recommendation. It's a marginal buy it. You know, it's a little dark, so it may not be something you're going to pull out all the time, but it is worth viewing a couple of times through, I think, and so it definitely gets a buy it rating for that. Next week we have... What do we have here? We have West Side Story. Well, that's a classic. And I don't think I've actually seen the original movie. I've seen a musical version of it, but I haven't seen the film. So, well, maybe I did a long, long time ago. Anyway, I'll be reviewing it as though I've never seen it before. How's that? We'll call it that. Until then, I am Pete Pollock. This is the Big Noisy Bug Movie Podcast. You can get this review and more at BigNoisyBug.com. Also, check out TheChicoWalkerShow.com. Don't forget the very important, which that's our comedy podcast that I do with another guy. And until then, have a good week, everybody. I'll see you soon.